The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops says that last year the number of abuse victims, allegations, and offending clergy in the U.S. declined to their lowest total since 2004. The report contends that many of the remaining abuse cases stemmed from incidents that allegedly happened long ago. Milwaukee Archdiocese spokeswoman Julie Wolf says the local story is similar.
In the 2009 calendar year, all reports received by the Archdiocese of Milwaukee involved incidents that took place more than two decades ago.
Wolf defends the church self-reporting its numbers, saying that alleged abuse of a minor has to be reported to the police, too. She says the Milwaukee Archdiocese encourages adults who say they were abused as adults to tell law enforcement. But the Survivors Network of those abused by priests, known as SNAP, questions the church's data. SNAP Midwest Director Peter Isley also says the church is not out of the woods when it comes to pending legal cases.
The lawsuits and the cases in Wisconsin, in particular, because of the First Amendment decision in the 90s, which immunized the archdiocese and other dioceses in Wisconsin from lawsuits, is now turning on them in a sense.
The bishop's report says nationally, payments to abuse victims dropped last year, but still totaled $55 million that the Catholic Church or its insurance companies paid out. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.